The Lord's given me this word before a couple of times, but it's really strong today. And it's from Luke 9, verse 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And there's further reference that when he came to Jerusalem and he looked at Jerusalem and he set his face like flint, he was so strong because he trusted God and he knew that he had to set his face like flint for what was ahead. He knew what was ahead. But for us, I believe the Lord is challenging us today to check our hearts and have that resolutely fixed heart towards God and his purposes.
Thank you, Lord.
All those songs, they all went back to the cross and what Jesus has done. And in my heart, I feel like there's people that are still hanging on to things that Jesus has died for. And, you know, he knows, and if he was standing before you, he would say, give that to me, or your sins are forgiven, or whatever it is in you. And he's saying today to let him get to those places where you've hidden things and where you're hanging on to things, because he died that we would be set free, and free indeed. And some people still aren't free. He loves us too much to leave us the way we are. He wants us to come into that complete freedom through the cross. So if there's anything that you're holding on to, we've got a perfect moment to take with God, and we've got communion this morning, and it's a perfect time between you and God to settle any differences that you've got now.
Just let our hearts be still before the Lord. Do you know the Holy Spirit, I really believe, really believe that's his desire, just to touch us with a fresh new touch this morning. But as Julie just said, it's the little things that can hinder us from coming into that perfect relationship with Christ. Because God can't enter in where there is sin. His nature can't allow him to be there. And if there's anything at all, just take this opportunity to remember what Jesus has done. We've heard about it. The victory's won. The prize that's set before us, the eternal life in Jesus. Let's not let the silly little things get in the road. Let's give them over this morning. And because the body of Christ is each one of us in this place, living stones knit together. And, you know, just one of us hanging on to something can bring sickness into the body itself. And we want that to go. It's this opportunity now just to release everything, to release it over to Jesus, to look to things eternal, to look to laying up treasures in heaven, no longer the things here on earth, but the things in heaven. Take this opportunity. Take this opportunity. Wonderful Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. How powerful is your name. We just praise you in this place. We give all praise, glory, and honor to you, Jesus. We just thank you right now. We thank you. I truly believe the Holy Spirit is moving in this place right now. I'm actually standing on my tippy toes in expectation of miraculous healings happening. And I just want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage you with this scripture here from Ephesians chapter 1, 13 and 14. And now, you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Jesus Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us an inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we could praise and glorify his beautiful name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Do you know, as I was up the back there this morning, as you know, there's a not a spirit of rebellion, but a spirit of joy, a melody in our hearts, because up the back there was this movement and, you know, there's stuff going on. And as it came forward, the front row, I walked down to there and it was a lot quieter here at the front row. And I know you guys have got to set an example for the rest, okay? But, you know, as much as we're bound by the laws at the moment, is I know, and that's why the Holy Spirit is delighting in this place this morning, because there's melody in our hearts. You know, up the back there was sign language, there was all sorts of things going on, bringing praise to God. And as I say, it's just a delight for Him and His heart today in this place. Do you want me to do prayer now? Prayer, we're going to have prayer now.